It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2024 was a tragic and record year for fallen heroes. 6 Minnesota first responders died in the line of duty. Well, coming up this Friday, a very unique charity hockey game is going to be played at the Blaine Super Rink. Guns versus hoses, cops versus firefighters, all proceeds donated will support Minnesota's 60,000 first responders. And joining us now to talk about said event, Wes Peterson, chaplain, chair of Lionel Lakes Public Safety Volunteers event organizer, joining us here on the Lake Show, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Wes, good evening. How you doing, man?
Good, Henry. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, and by the way, I'm not hoity-toity. I'm not Mr. I heard Chris, my producer, who has to make the call to get you on the airways. He was having fun at my expense talking about Henry Lakes, hoity-toity or whatever. But that was pretty funny. But happy to have you on the show. Thankful to have you on the show. Actually, tonight we led with just kind of looking back to a year ago at the tragic happenings of the event that occurred, that tragic day in Burnsville. We brought that up because, number one, I don't ever want to, you know, forget those individuals whose lives were lost because they were heroes in our community, but also just kind of highlight the importance of what you guys are going to be doing here this Friday to support the heroes that we have that still do the job every single day.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, we put on the 9th annual Guns and Hoses Charity Classic this year on this coming Friday. Doors open at 4:30, and this event really is. And I was started by two different officers from Lionel Lakes Police Department that said, hey, we like to play hockey. Let's pull some folks together. Let's put a scratch game together and just see if we can raise some money to make a difference in our little community. That's blossomed over the last 8 years, and now being in our 9th year, this has really turned into something different. It's special. We partner with the Frontline Foundation because they are an amazing organization that really steps in that gap to help these first responders and their families in their time of need.
Yeah, and that is a great partner to have, the Frontline Foundation, a local nonprofit. They've been supporting law enforcement officers, firefighters, EMTs, and members of the National Guard across Minnesota, granting financial support to families of first responders who have died in the line of duty. I know it has to be more than emotional with this year's event being such close in proximity to the one-year anniversary of the 3 Burnsville first responders that were killed in the line of duty.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, right on. I tell you what, last year, the tragedy struck 5 days before our event, and it really turned the focus of what we do and why we do it into a much higher level. And this year, I guess, like you just mentioned, it's 1 year anniversary is right there, and we're going to honor that same group of people from Burnsville, plus all other first responders throughout the state of Minnesota this Friday.
Well, you know, Wes, I got to ask you this, and this is kind of just the tugging on my heartstrings a little bit. How was the community recovering from that incident a year ago? And the reason why I ask it in that way is because it takes a little bit every single day to get further away from the incident that occurred. And then even after that, we had the Jamal Mitchell situation that, when he was killed in the line of duty here in Minneapolis. Just because I know for a fact that when that occurred on that Sunday, and I said to my in-studio guest 30 minutes ago, that it took me a long time to really kind of like get my head back into it, because we talked about it on the radio station, right? Like it's a big time story. But I, at the end of the week, I hopped back on the air and told the listening audience, I still don't feel right. Like I still feel very saddened by everything that's transpired because it was such a horrible incident. So how is the community still recovering from all of this? I know it's been a year, but there's a lot of healing that has to take place.
Yeah, I mean, by no means do I want to speak for the city of Burnsville. I know that they're going through their own process, but I think as a whole, it was a tough year. I mean, you lost six first responders in 1 year in the state of Minnesota, and that's tragic. But I think these men and women who serve in these different roles, in first responder roles, they're a very resilient group of people. They do this because they have a heart and a passion to serve the state of Minnesota, and they know they have that job to do. And they do things that you and I don't even know they do in the middle of the night to keep us all safe.
Yep.
And that is so important for us to remember, that we might take them for granted when we see them behind us on the road, or maybe be a little worried that we're going to get pulled over. But the reality is, they're not out there to make our lives miserable. They're out to help us.
Yep. Yep, no question about it. We're talking to Wes Peterson here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Chaplain, chair of the Lionel Lakes Public Safety Volunteers event organizer, talking about guns for hoses, cops for firefighters, this unique charity hockey game taking place this Friday at the Blaine Super Rink. For information, and if you want to buy tickets are limited. But the good news is that you just don't have to buy a ticket to help the cause. They are accepting donations on the Guns and Hoses website. That website is gnhnow.com, gnhnow.com. Tell us a little bit about how this event has played out throughout the years, Wes.
It's like I said earlier, it started out real small, just a few people getting together to play a game of hockey. But over the years, it's grown. Last year was our best year ever. We raised $60,000 for the Frontline Foundation, and we partnered with them, and we decided as two different 501c3 nonprofits that we're going to turn over 100% of those dollars to the families of the Burnsville Fallen. This year, it's going to be an even better year for us. We've got over $14,000 worth of raffle prizes ready for people to buy tickets to. But I want to correct something you said. Entry to the event is free.
Oh, okay.
We do not charge admission to get in. We'd love to see us pack the place up.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. There's not an event. They're limited, right?
Well, the admission is based on occupancy, but, you know, good thing we may be good friends with the fire marshal in town here. But
I love that. But people can donate all they want. They can donate and continue to donate. And let me say this, with any organization that does great work in our community, because it's our, right? It's all about each other. You can donate to your heart's content. Like, it's to me, it's not always about, like, giving a certain amount on a day or giving a certain amount on an hour. People can give year-round, correct?
Oh, absolutely. They go out to that website that you read, the gnhnow.com address, and you can give 365. It's something we're always open to. We're doing a golf tournament in this summer, which is a Guns N' Hoses golf tournament as well, but right now we're focused on this hockey event this coming Friday.
All right. So now, is it – let me ask you this. What all does the night entail? Because I have not been is it just about hockey, or are there any other, like, other items that that people should be aware of? Is there any raffles, or is there anything for that makes it kind of kid friendly?
Yeah, it's actually a very family friendly event. Doors open at 4:30, and when you open, the first 200 adults that come through the door get a Founder Cigar Company swag bag packed with other items as well. We're going to have the music sensation Ben Johnson, country music artist, playing live music in the building from 4:30 to 6:30. At 4:45, we have the Mites little kids game on ice start, and that's always fun to watch. And sometimes it looks like Weeble Wobbles running around out there, but they have a great time. The crowd loves it. And then puck drop is going to start at around 6 o'clock or so. We have a great partner right across the street from us called Invictus Brewing, and they donate the beer. And if we get too full here, they're playing the show on the North Metro TV channel over in their brewery across the street to help us out.
Oh, that's pretty awesome, man. That is pretty awesome. And I'm glad you clarified on Ben Johnson, because for a second there, I was like, hold on, Ben Johnson better be coaching the Gophers up. I don't know if he's got enough time to be playing hockey or playing with the band on a Friday night. But, man, this is awesome. It's always good to give back to our community, and especially to those people that are just doing the hard work of making sure that our lives are safe, that we are in a good place. And I'm so happy to have you on talking about this this event.
No, thanks for having me, and we look forward to seeing everybody show up or giving online at gnhnow.com to help us out.
All right, I appreciate it, Wes. That's Wes Peterson joining us here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.